Okay, interesting question here. This is actually a really good one right here. Why do you think projectiles are good for fighting games? Aren't they kind of cheap? No, I think projectiles are amazing. I think projectiles and having games with strong projectiles, not counting 3D games, tend to produce some of the best fighting games that we have. The reason why is because it forces different distances to play. When you have no projectiles, fighting games are only played around here. When you actually have projectiles, you have created a game in which the entire space is useful. Also, the way that projectiles work is that they force action and they force, you know, different strategies. It allows for more archetypes to exist in the game. And, you know, obviously you don't want to create them too powerfully, but even so, you know, in games where projectiles were the most powerful, like the Street Fighter II games and such, you know, like if you just create a character that has enough creative ways to get around projectiles, that's fine. That's all you have to do is just make sure your character can fight projectiles. Obviously, we all know about poor Cammy versus O Sagat in Super Turbo. But honestly, projectiles, they create, like I said, there's a control. Like, so, I mean, obviously, one of my absolute favorite matches in the entire universe, and most people will probably agree with this who have played it, is Ryu versus Guile in Super Turbo. And even in Hyper Fighting to an extent, but Super Turbo probably more so. Because the projectile game is so nuanced that at full screen, Ryu has an advantage. But then as soon as you move slightly in, Guile has an advantage. And then as soon as you move slightly in, Ryu has an advantage. And as soon as you move slightly in, Guile has an advantage. And if you move slightly in, Ryu has an advantage. And if you move slightly, like, the fact that it's because of the projectiles that create this dynamic is just, it's really, really awesome. It's very fascinating. And like I said, as long as there's ways to make it so that the projectiles aren't over-dominating, I think that that's one of the things that makes 2D fighting games unique. You know, one of the reasons why I personally wasn't all that big on the Street Fighter 3 series was I felt like parries made projectiles a lot weaker. The reason why, for me, I want to make it so that Ryu's Dengen-charged fireball, when he throws it, it actually, even if you drive parry it, it drains more gauge off your drive gauge than you gain back, is because I want the projectiles to be strong again. You know, there's something about having that kind of game that I think is, you know, it's annoying because you're like, oh, I have to get in, it's so hard, whatever, you know, but, you know, people say that about grapplers, people say that about zoners, which is kind of like the projectiles and stuff, but literally, if you take away everything that you feel like is annoying, you end up with a very boring fighting game. You know, the reason why, and I said this in a previous week, is one of the reasons why we get fighting games where everyone starts to feel kind of samey is because people they complain too much about archetypes, about different kinds of style, because for some reason, everybody's idea of what a fighting game should be is this in brawling, right? Which is why maybe a lot of people enjoy Tekken, why you actually have a lot of people, you know, outside of the FGC and try Tekken and enjoy it, because it feels like they're always fighting. You don't feel like you're trying to run away from a grappler or trying to get in on a zoner. You feel like you're always fighting. And maybe there is something to be said about that, something about that that appeals to people. And so, maybe that is one of the reasons why that Tekken is so popular amongst the players who don't play a lot of fighting games, you know? So I think projectiles add variety. I think they're cool. I think they're an element that promotes, you know, a different kind of strategy. And then lastly, it really takes advantage of the full space of the field. Like, being full screen away is still a fighting game. Like in a lot of games, when you're a full screen away, where projectiles are useless, that's a useless distance. But I like the fact that that is a significant distance in fighting games with really, really good projectiles. So I really do like games with projectiles, and I don't enjoy it as much when projectiles are weak. I want to see Street Fighter projectiles be strong again. They tried to do that because they made it so that if you drive parried a projectile in 6, you don't gain meter, you stay even. But I almost feel like they could do more because Ryu's fireball is still not threatening enough. Ryu's fireball needs to be more threatening, in my opinion. I really, really do. Sadgeev asks, you and others, I think Sajam, have said that people want cheap characters, not fair in their fighting games. What is this based on? Why do you think that? Because fair is boring. Fair can be boring. And if you look at the most popular fighting games out there that have withstood the test of time, a lot of it comes with really, really cheap characters. In the end, however, the game has developed in such ways that there's not super, 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 like people can handle it, you know, and there's, you know, people can fight the cheap stuff. But having cheap stuff and feeling powerful is good. And also, when you're good enough to beat the cheap things, that feels good too. When you are a player who is strong enough to use something a little bit off the beaten path and are still able to defeat a lot of the people who are cheap, like if you're using a lower tier thing, it feels good. There's that little bit of that challenge aspect. Like, I want to beat these players. I need to beat them. I need to do better than these people because I need to show them that they're frauds being carried by their characters, et cetera, et cetera. What about Killer Instinct? Yeah, everybody in Killer Instinct is cheap. That is true. That is true. That's just the thing, is that when everybody is cheap, it's weird how that kind of creates a more loyal fan base. It's really bizarre, but it happens. It's true. It's kind of how it works, because there is a little bit of joy to be able to do really cool things. And usually in fighting games, when you're doing really cool things, it usually means you're being cheap. Characters... You know, there's very rarely a character that gets to do really just cool, dirty, endorphin-filling things that are fair. There's really no such thing as a fair character that just makes you like, this is so much fun, you know, because it's like, you like to be dirty, you like to have, you like to mess with people. And I think that that's an important aspect of it. Again, people like to feel badass. You know, they like to feel badass. And as much as I complain about Blanka in this previous section over here, if they made everybody Blanka, like, let's go, let's go. The game might end up being kind of degenerate and it might be a little tough. So you have to be scared. You have to be careful with that, especially in an esports world. But, I mean, you know, it's obviously easier to balance things by nerfing than it is by buffing. Because the reason why nerf's easier is because you already know what's strong. So you already know what to target. Buffing means you could buff something and not realize just how strong it could become, honestly. So it's a tricky one out there. But, again, people like cheap things because it's fun to feel powerful. It's fun to feel like you have control, and it's fun to beat that stuff. It's fun to take it out, right? I mean, when you have a character like, it's funny because like Third Strike, everybody loves Third Strike, and yet Yun and Chun exist in that game, and it's frustrating, but I would argue that people probably enjoy fighting those characters more than they have enjoyed fighting Street Fighter V Luke, because like Street Fighter V Luke wasn't cheap. He wasn't broken. He was just really good at everything. So it was kind of boring to fight Luke. I think people got bored of fighting Luke, and I think that's the problem. People just like feeling strong and having fun, honestly. And just feeling like they get to mess with people. I think that's just one of the most enjoyable aspects about it. So Oh, thank you. Someone said, just isn't a question. Just want to say you're the best and I'm going to bed. Thank you. Appreciate that. Here to have fun.